I'm Billy Henry of Stardate. Stardate magazine celebrates its 50th anniversary this year, and we'd like to thank our many subscribers for keeping it going. And if you haven't subscribed yet, please check us out at stardate.org. Stardate September 25th. Messier 31, the Andromeda Galaxy, is the largest and most distant object that's easily visible to the unaided eye. Under dark skies, it looks like a skinny cloud about as wide as the moon. Right now, it's about a third of the way up in the northeast at nightfall. M31 is 2.5 million light years away. In other words, the light you see from the galaxy tonight began its journey across the cosmos 2.5 million years ago. The galaxy is roughly 150,000 light years across, bigger than the Milky Way, and may contain a trillion stars. It's also the hub of its own galactic empire. It's orbited by more than 3 dozen smaller galaxies, and a recent study revealed many new details about the satellites. Astronomers spent years looking at them with Hubble Space Telescope, and they supplemented the new observations by going through older ones. They found that most of the stars in the smaller galaxies had been born by about 12 billion years ago, when the universe was about one-tenth of its present age, and star formation had all but stopped by about 8 billion years ago. Galaxies that are bigger and farther from M31 gave birth to stars a little longer than those that are small and close. One of the bigger satellites might have rammed through M31 a few million years ago. That stirred things up throughout the empire surrounding big, beautiful M31. More about M31 tomorrow. Our web address is stardate.org. For the University of Texas MacDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.